And now we're heading up to North Dakota State University, where Extension Soil Health Specialist Dr. Abby Wick joins us. Hello, Abby.
Hey, Mick.
Last December, you had a rip-roaring successful conservation tillage conference, and I see you're going to do it again.
Yes, we're going to do it again. Last year, we were here in Fargo, and this coming year, we're going to be in Willmar over in Minnesota.
Which might be more convenient for some of the folks listening who are way over there, but why should guys from, and I've checked your, or you posted on Twitter, the map of the zip codes for the people who have registered, people come from all over for this.
You know, it's always shocking, and every time we do a meeting, we get people's zip codes, and so we make these maps to see where everybody's coming from to attend our workshops and conferences, and it's always amazing how far people drive. I mean, we get people from up in Winnipeg and, I mean, anywhere in Manitoba coming down for meetings in Fargo, for meetings over in Willmar. I mean, we get some of the more southern people that come up for somewhere like Willmar. But it's always amazing to me how many people put in the time and make the effort to get to these meetings and to be there.
Farmers, I guess that tells me that farmers are genuinely, keenly interested in not just soil health, but how can I increase profitability on my farm by doing something a little different?
Yeah, I think so. I think most are interested in just, I don't know, getting more information on all the stuff they read about in farm magazines. I mean, soil health articles are everywhere, and what do we really know about the soil biology and the physical properties and the pests and the fertility for our region and making that work in our systems here. So I think farmers are really drawn to these events, and Jody DeYoung Hughes and I put this Conservation Tillage Conference on together, and I think we try to really make it so it's not a waste of people's time as well. So we try to make the program really interesting and to reflect what the farmers want to see.
Well, what's on the agenda then for this year?
Well, so this year we did a really extensive evaluation last year, and farmers wanted to know more about soil biological properties. So we're bringing in Karen Ballin from University of Minnesota to just make sense of microbes, and Shannon Osborne from South Dakota at the ARS there to talk about cover crops and how that influences the soil biology. And then, of course, you know, always with compaction and you know, tillage research and strip till. I mean, farmers are interested in that. So we have a whole another group of breakout sessions on that, and then pest management, and then fertility. But we've kind of expanded the meeting this year to be two full days to incorporate more information or repeats of sessions that we have earlier in the conference, so that farmers have the opportunity to hear them a second time if they want, or to hear them for the first time if they were in another session when that one was going. So lots of information this year, and hopefully it's really geared towards what farmers were requesting based on the evaluation last year.
So it's really a totally different one. If somebody was at the Fargo CTC last year, they really should go to this one, because this is like 201 maybe, huh?
I think so. I mean, there's, you know, every year we learn more. And so, you know, last year we gave the information that we had, and I know, for me, there's been a lot of learning this past summer, and I'm sure for most of the people that are speaking at this event. And so that's just a good way to get a refresher on some of the older information, but then to get the latest, greatest, and newest information from what we've learned this past year.
Awesome. All right. So people can register for the conference now. I see you have online registration open.
We do. We've got our Dig the CTC webpage, so digthecctc.com. And you can go on there and register for the conference. Also, check out the agenda that we have. You can book your hotel room. I have a feeling that we're at the Best Western Plus in Willmar again, and those rooms will fill up fast. So if we get the numbers we had last year in Fargo, then we're going to be a packed house. So it should be, so I make a hotel reservation sooner rather than later.
All right. Word to the wise there from Dr. Abby Wick, North Dakota State University Extension Soil Health Specialist down there. And I have the privilege of being broadcasting live again this year from your CTC. So looking forward to that.
Yeah, you're broadcasting live and you're on the agenda, Mick. You're our closing keynote speaker.
Yeah. I'm. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put on, I don't know if I'll put on my preacher robes or anything, but I'm going to get up there and try to evangelize about soil health. How's that?
Oh, there you go.
Okay. So, yes, it will be fun. So we'll be, but that shouldn't keep anybody from attending just because I'll be broadcasting and speaking. So we encourage everybody to be there. So. All right. Again, the website is?
DigTheCTC.com.
Gotcha. All right, Abby, thank you, and we'll check in with you later.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mick.
You bet. Bye now.